Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed faces a challenging road to re-election in the mayoral race. Within the city's Asian American community, which makes up 37% of the population, she has put up pedestrian polling numbers. But she hopes that recent developments could swing the vote in her favor. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Han Lee, reporter for the San Francisco Standard. Thanks very much for the time.
Hi, Holly. Thanks for having me.
So what is it that you think worked for the mayor during her recent trip to China? Obviously, you know, big news that pandas are coming back.
Yes. So she just had a big trip in China, right? And of course, the biggest news, she's getting a pair of pandas for San Francisco Zoo, right? And then a lot of people are very excited about this. But behind the panda, besides the panda, of course, she's looking to bring more tourists back to the city, have more direct flight from China to San Francisco, and, you know, just build up the economic opportunities to, you know, have the city to recover from the pandemic.
And she was well received in China, correct?
Yes, she gets to meet with Chinese vice president and all four major cities mayor, Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou, and Shenzhen's mayor. So she's like a big political star in China.
Does that count here if you are a voter?
It's complicated, I would say, right? Because when you live in San Francisco, what matters to you is clean, safe street, right? And a vibrant small business community. And of course, the panda might help her a little bit, right? Because everybody loves panda, and that's going to help the city's economy too, right? But how she was performing in China might not be really that relevant to actually average voters here.
Do we know, is there a timeline yet for when the pandas might arrive? Because that's great, but if you're a struggling small business or you're looking at the downtown and wondering, you know, whether or not you should set up shop there, you know, how long can you wait?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So Beijing basically announced last week, right, we will send a pair of panda to you, but the San Francisco Zoo is not yet ready. For one thing, they have to fundraise for, like, I don't know, 20 million or 40 million. We don't have an exact data right now. And of course, they also need to build the panda habitat. So I did talk to the San Francisco Zoo CEO. So she told me they have two plans right now. One is short term, one is long term. The short term plan is they will temporarily renovate an existing facility to host the panda. And the long term one is to build a brand new exhibition habitat for the panda, and that might take a longer time. But yes, I think the plan right now is for the panda to arrive in 2025, which is a year from now.
That's actually faster than I thought.
Yes, because the zoo has maybe an existing facility, I'm not very sure, but they will renovate it, and then, of course, with the assistance from the Chinese panda experts, right? And then the panda will come temporarily living in that facility.
You know, I used to think that being an incumbent, you do have a leg up, you do have an advantage. But the mayor has said it's not that she's running for mayor, she is mayor, so she still has to run the city.
Yes. So when you are incumbent, of course, you have all the advantage, right? You can announce policy, you can be on the media, you can be on the press coverage all the time. But as we all know, San Francisco has a image crisis right now. And of course, everybody feels like the city is declining. But, you know, some people feel like the city is getting better right now. Crime is up and down, people debating about it all the time, right? And who do you blame? The mayor. So I guess Mayor Bree is having a really tough campaign, re-election campaign this time, and everybody's trying to blame her, and she's also fighting against all this narrative.
How is Chinatown doing? And it's not just voters in Chinatown. I mean, they're, you know, the Asian vote is spread out throughout the city.
Yeah, so she had a big campaign event Tuesday in Chinatown. So she walked in Chinatown talking to voters, talking to merchants for 2 hours. And, you know, she's a celebrity. She's a big-name politician, right? So people still, you know, like to talk to her, shaking hands, taking photos with her, right? But the actual voters might not really voting for her or, you know, have that kind of a good praise for her all the time. And as you said, Chinatown is just a very iconic Chinese-American neighborhood. And all the West Side Asian-American voters, they might have different thoughts too, right? And she might also reach out to those neighborhoods, walk on those merchant corridors, business corridors to court the voters.
Han, thanks very much for the reporting and for taking the time. Han Lee is a reporter for the San Francisco Standard.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.